You and I belong to God. We're His creation, created in His image. Of course, His image is spiritual. You all do know that. God is spirit, and He must be worshipped in spirit and in truth. And He said, I've created you that way too. We're spiritual beings. Again, as I keep stressing, folks, you are a spirit with a body. You are not a body with a spirit. The real you is spiritual. And we're going to look at that this morning. Why did God create us the way that He does? He created you and me just exactly the way we are. Just as I am, without one plea. God said, I'm creating you for a purpose. Now, in order for me to fulfill God's purpose in the life that He's given me, then I must understand He made me, created me as an individual. And I have my own personality. Boy, do I ever. I have my own me. There's my own me down in here. And people will say, you know, he's sort of aggravating, isn't he? Well, nobody had to tell me that. Because the me in here, you know what the me said? Larry Pete, you're sure aggravating a lot. And you know what the real Christ that created me says? Larry, I love you. You might be a mess, but you're my mess. God loves me just like I am. Amen. God loves me when I'm right and He loves me when I'm wrong. I cannot, by my actions, control God's love for me. God loves me. So therefore, I have been given responsibility to love God back and the ability to do so. The human race is the only one of God's creation that can do that. We were created to be loved by God and to have the ability to love God back. Nothing else in creation can do that. We have the freedom of choice. Well, what about that freedom of choice? Yeah, look in your own life. And stay out of everybody else's closet. You got a mess of your own to clean up. But look at yourself. You think, you know, I wish I hadn't have done this. I wish I hadn't have done this. You know, I get into those lists sometimes with inside myself, and I'm thinking, surely to goodness, pretty soon, Lord, I'm going to get to something I'm glad I did. You know that feeling about life? Had I done it this way, maybe it would be different. One thing will never change is God's love for us. He doesn't want us doing bad stuff. So He gives us a way out. As a matter of fact, He does that because He loves us. So God gave me and you something He gave to no other of His creation. The freedom to be free. See, my freedom was not given to me by a nation, by a government. The freedom that you and I have was not given to us by man. We were born under God's direction in the image of God, created for the purpose God created us for, and He said, I give you the freedom to be free. What does that mean? Any of us that have ever been in combat know something. You had to be there. You had to be there. We can't explain it. You have to taste it. You have to smell it. You have to feel it. You have to see it before you ought to get in any conversation about it. But God says, wait a minute. What if man captures you? What if you become a prisoner of war? Why is it that there may be 50 other, I keep wanting to say Marines, I'm sorry, 50 that are ready to go in to save the one, knowing that probably 30 of the 50 is going to die in the process. Why? Because we believe in the freedom of everyone, and if one is not free, none of us are free. And God looks at us and says that, therefore, I am coming. I will send my son, and my son will die and seal your freedom. My son will shed his blood for you. My son will seal your future for you. Because I love you.
Amen.
I love you. I care about who you are as an individual. Therefore, me knowing now that God loves me that much and that God has saved me and my salvation is safe and secure in Him, nobody can take that away, then I have the freedom to be free. I can love my Lord and stand strong without fear of what man will do to me. To stand strong for the truth. To stand up for those who can't stand up for themselves. To speak out for those who cannot speak. To be true to the Word of Almighty God. And His Word focuses on love. Larry, love them. Isn't it amazing when He tells us to love our enemy? Now, your pastor, I'll have to tell you, I got a problem with that one. I don't remember ever when I was in Vietnam or the Dominican Republic, I don't remember ever telling a Viet Cong that I loved them. I don't remember me having the heart for that at that time. But war truly is hell. We're different people there. Did you know that? We're different. We come back and said, oh, that's not me. Actually, it wasn't. You and I, as special as we are, given such a special personality, the individual personality, each one of us have been given something that is so amazing that God says, the gift that I have given you is so amazing, nobody else has it, and I want you to share it with everyone else. The freedom to be free. You can lock me up and they say he's not free. Really? I'm spiritual. Me and the Lord can talk inside of me. I'm free spiritually. It's not what you do to the body. It's what Christ has done for our spirit. Now listen to me. John 8:36. So if the Son sets you free, you will be free indeed. That's freedom, isn't it? The Son set me free, and He loves me. Now, once again, let me tell you this, Christian. If you're thinking that maybe God is angry with you, He's not. Well, how do you know? You're here, aren't you? Are you breathing? Any of you out there that's not breathing? Think of it. God has set you free. He said, abide in me, Larry, and I will abide in you. Trust my word. I told you I'd send my son, I sent him. I told you I'd save you, I saved you. I told you I'd bring you under conviction, I brought you under conviction. I told you I'd lead you in the path of righteousness, I've led you. So what are you doing on the wrong path? Get back over here, the path that I told you to walk on. Are you tired of the world beating you down? Then you have the freedom to be free. Talk to me. I am spirit. Because true freedom is spiritual freedom. True freedom is spiritual freedom. You can't lock down my spirit. Let me ask you something, teenagers, and even the tweenagers. Aren't you so thankful that God created you the way you are that your parents don't know what you're really thinking? Huh? I am so thankful that my mother never knew what I was really thinking. I might have had a smile on my face, and she's 104 now, and I still have to put that on. But you're thinking something else. No, Mom, I'm not happy. He may get deeper than that. But God says, go spiritual. John 6:63, the Spirit gives life. Now listen to this about your body. The flesh counts for nothing. You tell us that when we're trying to get ready to come to church. I mean, we work on that flesh, don't we? We get lighting right. We get coloring right. We try to get everything just right. And here you come to church and the pastor's reading what the Lord says. And he said, the Spirit gives life and the flesh counts as nothing. And all that work I did on my face this morning. The words I have spoken to you are spirit. And they are life. They are life. That's the real life. I got news for you, folks. That's spiritual. You're pretty. You're handsome, gentlemen. You're just perfect. The Lord will shine you up. He'll make you shine. You got me? The Lord says, let's go spiritual. I want you to listen to me for a change. Not the world. Because I love you and I want you to be free. And the only freedom you will ever have is spiritual freedom. I'm getting old, broken, run down, cancer, Agent Orange, and any of the other garbage that's thrown in there. I look in the mirror sometime and I think, Faye, there's a stranger in the house. Think of that. And the Lord said, don't worry about it, Larry. You're going to be dead pretty soon so you can get rid of that body. And I laughed. Death does not scare me. I read the book. It was a blessing that God gave me a few years back to where it finally hit me. You all are stuck with me forever. I ain't going anywhere. We will be together in heaven as family. We're part of each other. Truth is the way to freedom. And Jesus just happens to be the way, the truth, and the life. And you said, you know, I've lived a good life. Well, I got news for you. It's not grammatically correct, but I got news for you. You ain't seen nothing yet. The life, that's why the Lord shortened their time down here. That's a blessing. That's a blessing, folks. Because God said, I don't want you suffering like that. I'm going to bring you home. And then that eternal life. Already got the eternal body. I have an eternal Savior. I have an eternal God. I have an eternal home. And from what I can tell in Scripture, we're going to be eating eternal suppers at the supper table. That sounds good to an old country boy. Supper with my family. With my friends. Did you know that all of us are going to be close in heaven? Do you know that when we get to heaven, that not only are you going to know everyone you knew here, you're going to know everyone you never met here. I like the idea of finally one day getting smart enough to remember names. And God says, I will give you a new name. I know who you are. Listen to John 14:6. Jesus answered, I am the way, the truth, and the life. And listen to him. No one comes to the Father except by me. No one. There's no other name under heaven by which one can be saved. No other name. And he said, I love you. I love you so much, Larry. I watched you as you was being molded in your mother's womb. It was an abortion solution that my mother took so that I wouldn't be born. I beat that rap. That's interesting, isn't it? Now I'm the one that takes care of my mother, and I love her dearly. They don't know. Think of it. Saved by the blood and washed by the blood, kept by the blood, sealed by the blood. You couldn't even stop me from being born. And God says, I love you. And what I join together. Get spiritual with me here, folks. Let no man put asunder. Do you not understand that that has to do with our relationship to Jesus Christ? What God hath put together, no man should put asunder. Let no man stand between me and my God. Do we not understand that the marriage that we have here on earth simply gives us an idea of the church and Christ Himself? Do we not understand that our relationships here with one another is just a vision of the true relationship that is coming? Do we not understand that? God says, that's how much I love you. You will never be able to love anyone as much as God loves you. You don't have that kind of love. Some people will love as long as the other person's doing what they think they ought to. Gosh, I'd never be loved. I never did do anything that anybody thought I ought to do. Snotty-nosed kid, Buffalo, Kentucky Hill, poor as dirt, grass string to hold up my brother's britches, and most of you don't even know what a grass string is. But I got news for you. Same Savior you have, I had watching over me as that snotty-nosed kid without any hope. God says, I love you that much. I care for you that much. John 8, 31, 32. To the Jews who had believed him, Jesus said, if you hold to my teaching, you are really my disciples. Then you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. What is the main... You all to know this. You've heard me preach it for 24 years I've been here. What are the teachings of Christ? What's the commandment of Christ that supersedes all else? Love, love, love. Love, love, love. Brother Randy had me listen to that song the other day. He was hinting for me on Easter Sunday morning to preach this sermon the pastor did. Because the pastor, everybody thought he'd preached long sermons and all. And on Easter Sunday morning, they were all sweating it because they knew that the pastor was going to really preach a long sermon that morning. And the pastor gets up and he looks out and he says, love, love, love. And he sat down. I knew why Randy was having me listen to that, but it didn't work. Love, love, love. And the song goes on as those complain, we're paying him too much if that's all he can do. Before, he was preaching too long and that was too short. Well, Jesus says that all of my commandments are sown into this, love. And then Jesus said to him, it's not love yourself. Neighbor as yourself. He says, no, no, a new commandment I give to you. Now I'm telling you, Christian, love as I have loved you. Because let's face it, we don't love ourselves that often. Sometimes we don't even like who we are, right? Let's get real. That's right. So Jesus said, now you're not getting by with that one, Larry. Now I want you to love like I loved you. I don't have a shot at this, Miss Lovell. That means that Christ says you love even in the point of your life when you don't feel like loving. Jesus loved me. Do you really think physically he felt good on that cross? That his physical body was in no pain on that cross? And yet, every stripe that is on that body represents one of us. Look at his disciples. All 12 of them. My goodness, folks, that was every kind of personality that could ever exist. That was a rough crew he had with him. And I fit right in. You know, the more I study personalities in the Bible, I thought, good gracious, I'd have been good in those days. Then I look and think, there's not any difference in the human nature today as there has ever been. The human being wants to rebel, and we want to rebel against God. You see that in families. You rebel against your parents, and yet you know there's going to be love there. And you know they love you. Even during the rebellion, you got this one right. They love me. And no matter how rough life gets, I can go home. And I'll be safe when that front door shuts. I made it again. I'm home. Daddy might be mad at me. Mama might be mad at me. But one thing I do know, they love me. I'm home. And that's what Christ is trying to tell us. That you and I are loved by Him. And that freedom is a choice. Doesn't matter the situation I find myself in life. I have the freedom to be free. I can go to the Lord right down in here. No, He's not in my mind. You listen to me. That brain, folks, is going to go down to the dust with the rest of that physical body. You are an individual inside of you. You're spiritual. And that spiritual real you that's in there is loved by God Almighty. What hope does an enemy have against you? None. Because you have that spiritual freedom. And now is the time to go spiritual. Get locked in. The world's caving in on you. Get real. Get spiritual. But you know, look what's going on out there. What changes anything in your life? Is it not the hand of God? And God says, I am spirit, Larry. You are spirit. Talk to me. Talk to me. Let me hear from you. John 4, 23 to 24. God says, I'm seeking you. I'm looking for you. I'm looking for that real you down there on the inside. I know all this flesh stuff. I want to talk to you, the real you. Yet a time is coming. And then what did He say? And it now is. It is now come. When the true worshipers will worship the Father in spirit. I told you we're spiritual. And in truth. Through Jesus. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father except by me. For they are the kind of worshipers the Father seeks. Larry, I don't want to hear that tongue. I want to hear that spiritual heart. I've come to talk with you. You talked to God in your spirit. God is spirit, and His worshipers must worship in spirit and in truth. Worship spiritually in Christ. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. That's the real you. That's what the real you is supposed to do. I have the freedom to be free. I have a choice. I have a choice to make. And God's watching me. And He's paying attention. Larry, the greatest choice you have in your life is that is spiritual. Talk to me. I want to give you counsel. I want to give you rest. Not only do I want to give you hope, I want to show hope to you. I want you to find rest in me. I want that peace that surpasses all understanding. I want to give you my love that no one else can give. The power to supersede life itself. I want to give you a wisdom that is spiritual. A strength that has no end. A courage that though you're shaking and afraid, I will instill in you a holy boldness. Though you're shaking and trembling and afraid, you go anyway. You go anyway. Not knowing what makes you move, it's because it's me. I love you. It's me. I care. My heart is your heart. My voice is your voice. My truth will be your truth. My courage will be your courage. My ultimate power will stand against all who get in your way. Go spiritual. Go spiritual. It's me. Come on home. It don't get better than that, Brother Randy. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, help us to understand that we as your children can always come home. that we, Heavenly Father, can cry out to you from our spirit, and you will let us know you're already within us. Thank you, Father, for loving us just the way we are. Help us now to take the way we are and glorify the name of your Son. Forgive us, Father, where we've fallen short. Give us the courage to stand now in the days of trials and tribulations against your church, against your word, against your unborn. Encourage us to encourage others. Help us love those mothers, Father. Help us to help them. Help us support those babies. Help us, Father, as we cry out in the Spirit. Give us that direction in Jesus' name. Amen.